This is 92.3 WTTS. It's Randy Bachman with me this morning. Randy has written a book called Vinyl Tap Stories. You've written one, and I understand maybe helped with another quite a bit. The Neil Young memoir that Neil couldn't remember a lot of his stories and contacted you to fill him back in, right?
Well, he sent me an email saying, he didn't say why. He sends me an email saying, he didn't say I'm doing a book. He said, what was the name of the music store on Portage Avenue and Main Street that we used to hang out in? And because he bought his guitar there. What was the name of the record store behind there? We both have that same recollection of growing up in Winnipeg as teenagers. 6, 7, 8 months out of the year, you're indoors in a basement or in a school gym, and rock and roll lives. It grows, and it's played at the dances, and out of that came Neil Young, the Guess Who, Backman Turner Overdrive.
I heard you say Backman. I usually say Bachman. Have I been doing this wrong all these years?
I say both. If I call somebody in the States and say, hi, it's Randy Bachman, I get dead silence. If I say it's Randy Bachman, they go, oh, hi. So
wow.
It's just a difference between Falcon and Falcon and pasta and pasta. And
yeah, you know, there are so many great stories in so little time. I guess that's why a person should go get the book Vinyl Tap Stories. You left the Guess Who in 1970. And then for a couple of years, things were a little rough for you, right?
Leaving the hometown band that had made it to number one in the world, album and single, in that summer of 1970 with American Woman, that was a real tough moment. Nobody in town wanted to book me. I had to take a year out and get taken care of medically because I had a medical problem there with my gallbladder. Well, I started another band, and I just couldn't get any work. Neil Young got us a record deal with Reprise Records, and even they called and said, you know, we were hoping for another Buffalo Springfield out of you or a Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but it's not happening. We got to let you go. So the third album, I've then shopped it around and got 2 dozen refusals on it. But when somebody did like it, they said, you have to change your name and use the name Bachman, which they then put out a thing that said Bachman, B-O-C-K, like as a pronunciation.
Huh.
And we found a trucker's magazine called Overdrive and changed our name. There was me and my brothers and Fred Turner. We called it Bachman Turner Overdrive and put out that first BTO album. And the second album, we hit it big with Let It Ride.
I'm Paul Mendenhall, and I'm talking to Randy Bachman this morning here on 92.3 WTTS. Randy, you've got to tell me one of my favorite stories in the whole book was about the piano solo from The Stranger in Taking Care of Business.
Well, we had recorded a song, and as normal, we were a band of two guitars, bass, and drums. And we had recorded, I'd written Taking Care of Business a couple of weeks on stage. I put together an old song called White Collar Worker, and I heard a DJ say Taking Care of Business on the radio. I put the two together on stage in a jam session and kind of wrote that song or created that song out of bits and pieces in my head right on stage. And we recorded a couple of weeks later, and as we were listening to the playback at about 2 in the morning and getting on our coats and getting wrapped up to go back to our hotel because it was in Seattle and it was a very cold night, There's a knock at the studio door, and there's a guy standing there with pizzas saying, did you order pizzas? And I said, no, go down the hall. And down the hall, Steve Miller was recording his, for like an Eagle album, and War was recording their Why Can't We Be Friends album. And then a few minutes later, there's a knock at the door again, and he did get rid of the pizzas down the hall. And he said, this song sounds like it could use a piano player. He said, I'm a piano player. Will you give me a shot? Can I play on this track? And I said, no, I don't think so. We're guitar, bass, and drums. And he said, just please give me a shot. I'm not really a pizza delivery guy. I'm a piano player. And so I said, well, okay, I'll give you a shot. So he played it through once. I said, give me a little bit of Little Richard, Elton John, Dr. John. We didn't even hear it back. He recorded it. We shut down for the night, came back at noon the next day. But the head of our record label flew in to hear the album. And when we played Taking Care of Business, he said, that's amazing to hear you guys with the piano. Now I can get you on Top 40 Radio because now you sound a little bit like Elton John. Who's playing the piano? And I said, I don't know. And he said, no, seriously, who's playing the piano? I said, well, a pizza guy brought pizza to the studio, and I don't know who he is. And he said, you've got to find out who this guy is. So I went and asked Steve Miller down the hall, and he said, I don't know where we ordered pizza from. I said, I don't remember. And so we had to go through the yellow pages and try to find this guy, and we ended up finding him. His name was Norman Durkee, and that's the piano you hear on Taking Care of Business. It was all one huge, big accident that turned into, I guess, a legendary song.